Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It is Monday, the second day of May, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts for the days ahead. As we left the weekends, pretty strong storms over parts of Texas, and even overnight to our south, there were some showers and thunderstorms down towards San Antonio, New Braunfels, and those areas. And as those storms weakened, they actually produced wind gusts to 71 down at the New Braunfels Airport very early this morning. So we did get some dissipating showers and thunderstorms around the area. I think that's pretty much over with for today now, but I'm not going to completely remove our chance of showers and thunderstorms. We continue in a very moist and fairly unstable atmosphere, so a little daytime heating. The short-range, high-resolution model guidance does suggest that one or two storms could develop. Don't expect anything severe, but nevertheless, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm there. As we look ahead over the next couple of days, very little seen tomorrow and probably into Wednesday as well. Now, one thing tomorrow that I'm going to watch closely is the possibility that a weak front out of North Texas will get down to about Austin, or just to the north of us as it dies out. It's going to be a very weak deal, but still it may be enough for a shower or thunderstorm. I did not include much in there, just a less than 20% chance in my forecast for tomorrow, but it's something we need to watch. I think Wednesday will be a quiet day, but another upper-level disturbance will begin to shape the upper atmosphere, and it'll allow another cold front to come south by late Wednesday night into Thursday. That front, again, is not going, if it comes into the Austin area, it's not going very far south of here. I would expect that sometime late in the day, Thursday into Thursday night, we may see a wind shift around to the north, northeast, pretty light winds. Folks, you don't want to blink on this one because you may miss it. But at least a better chance of a shower or a thunderstorm in that same time period, beginning as early as Wednesday night into Thursday and Thursday night. That system will get just south of us or overhead. Like I point out, it'll wash out. Likely to go back north is a warm front during the day Friday. Friday looks quiet, and so does the weekend. Once that warm front goes back north of the area, that front returns back north. Looks like a dry, stable weather pattern and strengthening, if you will, of an upper-level lid on the atmosphere by the weekend. What does that mean? Well, it means the rain chances drop Friday and beyond. In addition, we're going to build the heat really quickly. Once that system departs off to the northeast, the lid builds on the atmosphere. We trap the heat, and I expect temperatures to be unseasonably warm for the weekend. We're going to be probably in the upper 80s to around 90 much of this week. And by the way, that's above where we should be this time of year. By the weekend, I think we get into the low and middle 90s for Austin and South Central Texas with plenty of sunshine over the area. So the weekend's going to be a toasty one, but it should be a dry one as well. National Weather Service guidance from the Weather Prediction Center, College Park, Maryland, would suggest across Central Texas a quarter to half inch of rain over the next 7 days, and I would expect that to be mainly late Wednesday night into Thursday night for Austin and for South Central Texas. And with the ongoing drought over parts of the state, we'll take any rainfall, especially now that we should have been getting it. It's been a very dry spring so far. We need that rainfall. We'll take it any way we can get it. And my fingers are crossed for late Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, first day of the week, second day of May 2022. We will update my audio weather thoughts again, along with my text 7-day forecast. That's on the website. Update those again on Tuesday morning. I hope you have a great Monday.